I'd like to tell you a story about reincarnation. Once there was a person who went to the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov was the great Kabbalist. And he said to him, "You know, Kabbalist, I have so many problems. Can you help me? I don't know what to do." And the Kabbalist looks at him and says, "You know, I really can't help you here. But if you go to this town and you ask for this certain man, you'll be able to solve your problems." And the man looks at the Baal Shem Tov, completely baffled, doesn't know what's going on. He asked him for help. He's a great Kabbalist. Why can't he help him? But he says, "You know what? I'm going to go to the town. I have nothing to lose. I have so many problems, so much money I owe, so much chaos that I can't lose anything." So the man goes to this town, and he goes into this inn that everyone's there, and he starts asking, "Do you know this person?" And nobody knows him. So he goes to the center of town, he goes to the library, he goes to where the people are eating. He asks all over the town, "Does anybody know this person?" And nobody knows him. Finally, he's so upset, he's so baffled. He sits on the street, on the corner, and he's thinking, "What can I do? You know, I really need to find an answer to all my problems." And it's getting cold, so he decides to go inside, and he starts eating and drinking, and he's trying to think, trying to understand why the Kabbalist sent him to this town. Then all of a sudden, he sees this old man, and he starts telling him a story. And he says to the man, "I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I'm wondering if you know this man." And the man says, "Yes, I know him. I know who he is. Come with me." And they start walking in the middle of town. And all of a sudden, he sees that he's going to a graveyard. And the man takes him to the graveyard and says, "This is the man that you're looking for." And the man is so baffled. He doesn't understand. "The Kabbalist sent me to look for a dead man? He's not even alive. How is he going to help me with my problems? I don't understand." It's very, very baffling. So he says, "You know what? I really need to understand this. I'm going to go back. I'm going to write everything that's on the grave, and I'm going to go back to my teacher, and I'm going to ask him, you know, why did you send me there?" So he takes the trip back. It takes a day or two, of course. And he says to his teacher, "You know, you sent me to a dead person. I thought you were sending me to somebody who could help me. But I found out that he passed away almost 60 years ago." And the Kabbalist says to him, "And how old are you?" And the man says, "I'm 55. And he's thinking to himself, the Baal Shem Tov is saying, "Ah, 55. And what did you find out about this person?" And he says, "Well, I found out that he was very stingy. He was very mean. He didn't like helping people. And he used to take a lot of money from people, a lot of interest on their money. And he would never have mercy for anybody. A lot of people had owed him money, and everybody hated him. And that's why they buried him at the end of town, at the end of the graveyard." The Baal Shem Tov looks at the man and says, "That man buried in that graveyard 60 years ago, and you're 55. Do you see the connection?" All of a sudden, it falls. All of a sudden, he understands the connection. He was that man. And what does this come to teach us? People ask, why do good things happen to bad people? Why do bad things happen to good people? We never see the whole story. We never see things from a past lifetime. We have a chance to give. We have a chance to love. This man who died 60 years ago was cheap, was mean, didn't care about people. Let's find it in our hearts to take every moment and care about someone. A lot of the stories that I read are from someone by the name of Shlomo Carlebach. He had many, many, many stories. And usually those stories are from hundreds of years ago about the famous Kabbalists, but I found something that he spoke about in our time. And he says, "You know, once they invited me to Florida to give a lecture and sing. He used to sing, he used to play guitar and bring a lot of joy and happiness. He says, once they invited me to a place in Florida for a convention on the environment and how to save the environment. And I sat there and I was watching them and I was listening to them. And they were so worried about pollution in the air and how we need to keep the world clean. And they were so mad, each of them. They were so mad at each other. They would get up and talk and they would just scream at each other. And when I went upstage, this is what Shlomo Carlebach is saying, when I went on stage, he said to them, you know, you guys are so worried about your environment. You're so worried about the physical environment, about the cleanliness of the air. But you have to know that the air is also polluted with anger. It ruins the air. When the air is full of anger in the world, when the air is full of terrible negative words in the world, our souls get affected. And because you invited me here to sing, I need you to understand the world is filled with anger. If we take a moment and we try to clean the air, one of the ways that we can clean the air is by speaking good about each other, about looking for the good in things, about being positive. That's how you cleanse the air. If you enjoy singing, if you enjoy laughing, if you help each other laugh, if you start clapping and enjoying, you're cleansing the air. Remember, it's not just about the physical cleansing and making sure that our factories and our places don't pollute the air. It's about being able to enjoy each other, being able to find a good word about each other. That's what can help clean the air and really make it a better place. And he keeps on going, and he's telling a story about a great Kabbalist who was with his pupils, his students, and they were talking about different spiritual things, and they were in such euphoria. They were so happy that they were connecting to the Creator. They never felt anything like this. It was almost being high on the holy words. And they were so sure that that's it. They got rid of all chaos and it's the end of time and everything is fine. One of them all of a sudden got up and said, you know what? I really think, I feel like it's the end of time and everything is going to be fine now. And the Kabbalist that was teaching them says, you know what? Wait, let me go to the window. Let me check. And he goes outside and he comes back and he says, you know, I'm so sorry, but the air is still full of hatred. The air is still full of anger. And his students say, but how can that be? How is it that you are such on a high level that you can feel when the air is still like that? Can't you just clean everything? Can't you just make it go away? And he says to him, you know, the place that you're sitting at is full of love and full of purity. But when you go outside, you feel all the hatred. So if you're able to go outside and take that love, take that purity that's here in the room and not let anything affect you, but be able to spread it, that's when the time of the end of chaos will come.